Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank
yes.
you, you are sworn in.
Residents at the public hearing on Tuesday said that Treasure Island reminds them of Trash Island. Last year, the city commission banned kegs on the beach. But residents still complain about drunkenness, public urination, and indecent behavior on Sunset Beach. Bob Nicholson says he has enjoyed living on the beach since the 80s.
Just this weekend, there was a little storm on the beach, and a half dozen people came running through the berm and settled underneath the deck of my house and started drinking their beer there. They have no respect for private property. I'm out in the yard facing West Gulf Boulevard, broad daylight, and three young men are walking towards their parked cars. One of them takes a beer can and throws up my lawn while I'm right there looking. His buddy says, I'll go get it. He's been drinking and he's not responsible. I have to agree with that.
The request to rezone the property near Caddies on the Beach from residential to commercial was the last straw for some residents. The property is currently used as a valet parking for caddies, but records show the license for the parking has expired. Again, Nicholson.
I feel this is absolutely spot zoning, which, best of my knowledge, is not permitted. A sad thing, since the 1980s, all my children have come and spent time with me, and they've come down. Unfortunately, my daughter was down here at spring break with her children, my grandchildren. She will no longer allow our grandchildren to visit Grandma and Grandpa because of the congestion, the profanity, and other things that she saw. So the home has less value to me as we speak.
Several residents say that commercial rezoning may drive down property values and it may cause more traffic congestion, illegal parking, and rowdiness. But John Bodziak, an architect who represents the owners of the property, says the answer is not that simple because of an anomaly in the zoning.
It's one of the few locations in Treasure Island where a zoning rapidly changes within one block to a totally different zoning. There are very few occasions where that occurs.
Bodziak says there are other businesses in the area where the parking lots are separate from the businesses.
For example, the Sloppy Joe's restaurant, the Bilmar, has a parking lot across the street.
One of the owners of the property, Anthony Amico, also owns Caddies. He says indecent behavior and underage drinking the residents complain about happen outside his business. The property would be used as a surface-level parking lot for the visitors and the residents.
During the week, the residents can park on both sides of the street. But when it's busy on a weekend and a tourist wants to come and park there, there's no parking for them. But I'm okay with that. I swallow my pride. I don't say anything. I go along with it. I pay for policemen. When policemen are needed at Caddies, the policemen are needed north and south of Caddies, where the kids gather on their own with their own beer. That's where the underage arrests come from, because we've never had one at Caddies. Ever.
Amico says the valet parking is vital for his business.
People seeing people coming in and out of the cars, that doesn't happen there. That's a valet parking lot. We park their car, they don't go to it. If they need their car, we go with them and get what they need out of their car, because we're making sure they don't get booze out of their car and take it to Caddy's property and drink. I try and get along, I try and do everything I can. If you want to take away Caddy's parking, then I got to stay open later and have more events on the beach to compensate for the parking you're taking away from me. The boats you've taken away from me, these two-sided parking on the street you've taken away from me, I have to compensate for that somehow.
Commissioner Alan Biltz represents Sunset Beach, one of the oldest neighborhoods in Treasure Island.
That part of Sunset Beach is moving to more residential. There used to be seven or eight businesses there. Now there's down to two businesses there. There was a lot of commercial property there. There's now single-family homes. So the trend is to move all of this property towards residential, not towards commercial, and to take a little peninsula that this is, or even an island, that's all surrounded by residential, make it commercial, I think would be a travesty.
But at the last minute, Amico withdrew his request for commercial rezoning. He says he wants to reapply for a residential rezoning permit.
And I will apply for a rezoning for RFM 30 and request a special use on that property, which is an allowed special usage on the property, for a parking lot, so that there's no buildings, there's no restaurants, there's no bars that could ever be built there because they're not allowed in that zoning.
City Attorney Maura Kiefer says that upcoming changes to a parking code may make this scenario impossible.
The applicant and the city commission does not know how the future parking changes, if they are enacted, are going to affect this property, whether it be in RM15 or CG. If you grant this rezoning to CG, right now we do not have a law on the books allowing standalone parking lots.
The next public hearing on this issue is set for Tuesday, August 3rd. Reporting from Treasure Island for WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka.